and I had a lot of autonomy with a previous job role. I felt after my previous employer, I just felt a bit restricted, and I had the autonomy, so I just needed to go out by myself. I just needed the confidence to do that.
Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business, conversations to help your business grow and thrive. Hi, I'm Paul Sweeney, founder of Pretium Solutions, chartered accountants and certified business advisors, hosting the Business Behind Your Business. Hi, Paul Sweeney here. One of the things we try to do with the Business Behind Your Business is share with you some advice and experience from our group of advisors, our team of experts, sometimes on specific topics relevant to small business. And other times we want to share with you some of their experience more generally in terms of how they run their business or how they got started and particular aspects of their business. And today we're going to speak to Sandra Salud about her experience of starting a business and some of the things that she found helpful and also some of the things that she struggled with. So I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you've missed some of the previous episodes, please subscribe in your favorite podcast player and go back and check out those previous conversations. Today I've got Sandra Salud. Sandra is a mortgage broker, but today we're not going to talk about mortgage broking specifically, but we're actually going to talk about Sandra's experience in starting up a business and some of the things that she found that worked really well and things that she'd do differently this second time around. So Sandra, welcome back.
Hi Paul, how are you?
I'm good. So now, your situation, you're obviously a mortgage broker, but you did have another business on the side as well. But when you got into mortgage broking as your own business, how did you go about starting that?
Well, basically, I sort of fell into it, really, because I had previous experience being an assistant of a mortgage broker and basically had over 25 years experience. So basically, I sort of fell into it and had to start from scratch and learn everything, how to run a business and everything else from scratch, basically.
Yeah, so that's a fairly common way that people start a business is they've got the experience working for somebody else and then they go and start a business. So did you start your mortgage business while you were employed, or did you...
Basically, I got retrenched and the next day I started, so it sort of overlapped, okay. Basically.
Yeah, okay. And so... what was one of the drivers for starting a business compared to you know, going and getting another job in the same area?
Because I had the experience and I had a lot of autonomy with a previous job role, I felt after my previous employer, I just felt a bit restricted and I had the autonomy, so I just needed to go out by myself. I just needed the confidence to do that.
Okay. So a lot of the time it's the freedom of being able to choose how you run your business or how you go about your work, and that's one of the reasons a lot of people start work. So when you started, what were some of the hurdles that you faced when you started out?
Well, first of all, previously I had just been given loans and just processed them. With being self-employed, you have to do everything yourself, that is getting the business and everything else. So whilst I wasn't getting much new business with the loans, I needed to keep myself entertained with something else. So I decided to become a driver partner and manage that as well. To basically do two jobs at the same time.
Mm. So was that driven by a need for cash flow or immediate cash flow?
Not necessarily, more for confidence, and also being in the mortgage industry, as you probably know, dealing with banks can be very frustrating and can be very cumbersome and so forth. So I wanted something that was a little bit light and free, and being a driver, you know, driving people around, you get to socialise and you get to be young again, you know, partying in the cars and so forth. So that's basically...
That's good. So what, apart from the autonomy of, you know, being able to choose a lot of how you do your own work, obviously you've got structure to doing the mortgage broking work, but what were some of the other benefits that you were hoping to get out of starting your own business?
A break from my normal role and ability to assist people without being confined by other people.
Because I think that's one of the things that we get people tell us is that they...
they enjoy the work that they do, but they don't like some of the restrictions or the policies of their current employer, which is why they go and start their own business. So
yeah, basically, I always look after clients as if it's my own loan or if it's my own thing. So I just felt with other employers, it's not always the case. Mm. So I'm able to assist people the way I like and how I think that they, good customer service to me is very important.
Mm, mm. So being able to put that really personal approach and your own, I guess, flavour to how the service is delivered was pretty important to you.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. And when you started, like, with mortgage broking, I'm guessing you would have had to done some kind of licensing or obtain some kind of additional qualification to go out on your own?
I already had a certificate for, so back in those days I never actually finished my diploma, so I had to go get my diploma in finance. But yeah, we have, you have to get licenses and compliance, and that's my aggregator looked after me in that regard. Mm-hmm. So Liberty Network Services helped me to do that.
Yeah. So it helps to actually go through an aggregator or a licensee.
You basically have to these days.
Yeah. So with other industries, it may be helpful to go to like a trade organisation or even a professional association to get guidance on what the qualifications you need and the steps that you need before you start.
Yeah, I think if you know anyone who's doing the occupation you're after, it's a good idea to go speak to people. Or in a future topic, that I will be probably discussing, which is networking, it's a good idea to maybe go and network with people and find people in the same similar industry and just talk to them and see how they how they feel about things.
Yeah, and you're in the industry bodies would have some events, but also I think we're going to talk about this in a future episode about networking. But things like business chambers and that often have introductory nights where you can get to find out a bit more about local business, but also possibly meet somebody in the same field there.
Yes, and get to know and get to know people and see how you go from there.
And also, like when you started, did you have somebody else in that you'd previously worked with that had done the same thing, that they'd gone and started their own business that you were able to get some advice from, or?
Not necessarily. A lot of them had already been established. And again, with my aggregator, it's a very friendly bunch. So actually, even at the moment, a new person had started and she hasn't got her accreditation with one of the banks. And so she's asked me to look after that loan. So I will do the loan and give her, a certain percentage. But it's all like a family, which is really important.
So having that ready-made network in a way a mentoring network or an advice network to help with running your business and what you need to do or maybe who you can talk to about certain issues that come up.
Yeah, and of course you should also consult with your accountant, which is yourself in my case, lucky me.
So get advice before you start is helpful. So is there anything you would have done differently if you started that business or your current business again today? Is there anything you did?
I would suggest that you start doing systems from the beginning. So set yourself up with even things like email templates. If you've got I know you're very have apps for everything, but if you're a technology minded person, have the right app, have everything set up, and have systems going so that you are ready for when you do get the whole workload, especially like with being a mortgage broker, you just get, you get bombarded and then all of a sudden you've got nothing and then you've got, then you've got too much. And then, you just need to have systems in place and you need time management, of course. And if you can do that, that would be great.
Mm. Yeah. And look, I'm glad you mentioned systems because that's actually what we talked about in the last episode of The Business Behind Your Business. And, it's really important when you don't have the work, that's the time you really develop those processes. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to pay a lot for apps to do that. You can just do simple email templates. And I think most, you can save your templates or you can use quick parts or just common paragraphs to make you know, that process a lot quicker and faster, which is good, because when you do get busy, when all that work comes in one rush, you don't want to be creating your process at that time. But so systems and processes are important. Anything else that you would do differently or recommend to people starting out?
Just basically the processes and systems, and make sure you've got your technology set up, and that you have any other people that can assist you with business involved.
Mm-hmm. And look, if somebody doesn't have that network or have the people involved, what would you suggest they do?
Well, one of the best things you can do is, if you are in the Hillshire or in that area, you can go on to the Hillshire Council website, and there's networking groups there that you can find, and there's also the business development section that can help you with business. But you should always consult with your accountant, any other business owners that you know that you can see that are very successful. It's a good idea to speak to them, whether they're in your industry or not, really.
Yeah, that's some good advice.
You can learn from any business, really.
Yeah. And councils are a good area to look at, because they have a lot of knowledge about the local conditions and who's also working in that environment. They can put you in touch with those people if you don't already have those connections.
Yeah, well, you can get data from the actual, if you make an appointment with the Hillshire Council, I know they do it for sure, with the economic the business department, they can actually, you know, get your figures and data and information if you were after a certain, after a certain clientele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think there are some more detailed statistics you can get from there, and we'll put that link in the show notes as well. So you can get a bit more general information, which is a good way to sort of start building your business case. So that's good. So, Sandra, now, actually, you did mention the driving on the side. So how did that help with your mortgage broking business?
How it helped was it relieved, I was able to take my mind off the mortgage broking and off the loans that I was doing, drive around, you know, be sociable, actually even referred clients while I was driving, and helped people with some loan questions even in long drives. And got to, because I was earning money from there, I was able to assist people in my mortgage broking side without like worrying about money. So I could just help them, you know, help existing clients that I had from previous job roles, because I was in touch with some other people. And whilst I wasn't actually earning any income from them, because I was earning income from the being a driver partner, I didn't need, you know, didn't feel like I was being shortchanged, so to speak.
Yeah, so it was good to have that extra source of cash flow coming in to sort of relieve that pressure. And look, the going into business can be quite an isolating thing. You often end up spending a lot of time by yourself, and being able to get out there and communicate or interact with other people is really important. So it keeps you sane, I think.
Yes, it was quite awkward, you know, from working from home by yourself. I don't do that now these days, but when I was working from home by myself, and then to go driving, you know, you actually get to speak to people, and so that was really good.
Good. Well, thanks for sharing your journey to starting up a business, Sandra. It's been really good to hear what happened with your process and where you are today. And there's some good advice there in terms of getting some information before you start, finding the right networks, making sure you stay in touch with people and actually doing some planning. So thank you for that. Now, Sandra, if people did want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
I'm happy for people to give me a call on 0419 42 76 71, or they can email me at szalud, ZALUD, at libertynetwork.com.au.
Great. Thanks, Sandra. And we'll put those details in the show notes. So you can just have a read of the show notes, and Sandra's details will be there, as well as those resources that we've referred to. So thanks again, Sandra, for coming in and helping us with the business behind your business.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for listening. Do you have a question you'd like our team of experts to answer?
If you do, send your question to podcast@thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com. To hear more from The Business Behind Your Business, don't forget to subscribe using your favourite podcast player. Or you can visit the businessbehindyourbusiness.com website.